This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today we're talking about cats who basically act like the very best healthcare aides. Because many cats do have an uncanny ability to know what their human charges need, and even when they are about to pass away. One such cat was described in a story by Anna Heaney in our most recent cat book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, My Clever, Curious, Caring Cat. Anna explains that she was working as a night nurse in a nursing home. And one night, when she went to check on a light that had been left on, she heard a cat meowing. She says, "As it turned out, the residents had adopted a stray cat who had come in the front door. They had worked out a lottery system for who would keep the cat each night and feed it. Contraband from dinner would include tuna fish sandwiches and hamburgers, along with the usual bread for the birds, which all the nurses overlooked. When Anna gave her report the next morning and mentioned the cat, the director of nursing was not happy, as she hated cats. But the residents of the nursing home voted 41-1 to keep the cat, and so she was overruled. That cat provided a lot of entertainment for the residents and the staff at the home. He would ride around on the meds cart as Anna made the rounds of the residents. Anna says, "The cat was the sensation of the nursing home. Then one night, the cat did something unusual. It jumped on a resident's bed. The resident had been very sick, and she died in her sleep with the cat keeping her warm." Anna further reports, "As time went on, the cat repeated this behavior every time a resident was about to pass away. The nurses were able to notify the resident's family and friends in time. The cat even predicted deaths that the staff didn't expect. He had a 100% track record. That cat made the older residents feel comfortable, especially as they grew nearer to death. He brought peace to everyone in the nursing home, except for the director of nursing." Darlene Parnell reports on another cat that acted as a healthcare aide. In Darlene's story, she tells us that she is known for rescuing cats, mostly strays. She says, "I have a theory that cats pick us more than we pick them. I've only rescued a couple of cats from a shelter. The cats I have had over the years have mostly just shown up on my doorstep. I've literally had cats run onto my front and closed porch as I opened the door. Cats instinctively know who they can trust." Darlene tries to find homes for the cats that come her way, or she returns them to their original homes if they're just wandering. But sometimes a cat will stay, and that was the case with KD, a male cat who arrived and refused to go back to his original home. KD had a sixth sense for which human needed him most at any given time. Darlene says KD would sleep with whomever he felt needed him the most each night. He was quite the therapy cat. When Darlene's mother had a stroke and could no longer care for herself, she became KD's mission. He wouldn't leave her side. In the afternoons, he would nap beside her and nestle next to her, purring loudly. Darlene's mother lost her ability to speak as a result of the stroke, and she seemed so sad, but she came alive around KD. She would scoop him up and pull him close to her chest. The only time the family saw her engaging was when she was cuddling KD. KD spent his days with Darlene's mother, only venturing out to the rest of the family when she was asleep. He'd visit everyone for a little while and then go back to spend the night with his human charge. Darlene says, "That cat was persistent, dependable, and faithful to my mother. 13 long, arduous years after my mother had her stroke, she left this earth. KD continued to wait for her return, lying in her spot on the bed. We cried and mourned my mother's death and KD's fierce loyalty to my mother." Amazingly, a week after Darlene's mother died, KD died too. His mission was over, and it was his time to rest too. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories about remarkable cats from Chicken Soup for the Soul, my clever, curious, caring cat. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers. And you'll find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book and from our other new collections, you can sign up for our daily newsletter. You will get a free story in your email every day. Just go to chickensoup.com and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is at Amy Newmark, and you'll see links to the free stories and to this podcast. Come back for our next episode to hear about an exciting new line of Chicken Soup for the Soul books for babies, toddlers, and kids in early elementary school. Our new books are adorable and so entertaining for little kids, and so very chicken soupy. They help teach kids values like sharing or saying please without the kids even realizing that they're learning something.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.